You can owe more than the car is worth. Trading it in does not fix that. Two schedules run against each other on every financed car. The value falls fastest in the first years, and the loan balance falls slowest in the first years. The space between them has a name, and the most common response to it makes it larger rather than smaller. The simple version. When you finance a car, two clocks start. The car begins losing value immediately and loses it fastest early. The loan begins paying down, and in the early years, most of each payment goes to interest rather than principal, so the balance falls slowly. For a stretch in the middle of a typical loan, those two lines sit the wrong way around. The balance is higher than the car is worth. That is negative equity, and it is not a sign that anything went wrong. It is the arithmetic of two schedules that were never designed to match. The numbers. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau describes the situation plainly. A dealer or lender may offer to roll the balance of an existing auto loan into a new auto loan, which makes the new loan more expensive. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. There is no current federal figure for average new car loan terms. The Federal Reserve suspended its finance company new car loan series, stating that the statistical foundation for those series had deteriorated, and the last published values date from 2011 Federal Reserve, G.19 consumer credit. On a stated $32,000 financed over 72 months at 8%, the monthly payment is $561, and about $22,980 of principal remains after 24 months arithmetic. A stated vehicle bought at $34,000 and worth about $21,000 after 2 years leaves roughly $1,980 owed beyond its value arithmetic. Rolling that $1,980 into a new $30,000 loan produces a balance of about $31,980 on a car worth $30,000. So the next loan begins underwater arithmetic. Longer loan terms extend the period during which a borrower is underwater, because principal reduction is spread across more months definition. Why the two schedules do not match? Depreciation is front-loaded. A vehicle loses a substantial share of its value in the first year and continues falling steeply for the next few, then flattens. The steepest part of that curve happens while the loan is newest. Amortization is backloaded, which is the mirror image. On any standard loan, early payments are mostly interest and late payments are mostly principal. So during the exact period when the car is shedding value fastest, the balance is coming down slowest. Longer terms widen the gap and hold it open longer. A loan stretched over 6 or 7 years lowers the monthly payment by slowing principal reduction, which is the one thing that would close the gap. The payment gets easier, and the underwater period gets longer, and both come from the same change. This is also why a car totaled during that window leaves a balance behind, which we covered separately. Insurance pays what the vehicle was worth, not what is owed, and negative equity is the reason those are different numbers. What rolling it forward actually does. There is a way out of being underwater that does not require paying the gap, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau describes it. A dealer or lender may offer to roll the balance of the existing loan into the new one. The old loan gets paid off, the difference is added to the new balance, and the transaction closes. What happened financially is worth stating plainly. The debt did not go away. It moved onto a loan for a different car, which means you are now financing part of a vehicle you no longer own and paying interest on it for the length of the new term. The new loan also starts underwater on day one, because the balance exceeds the new car's value before it leaves the lot. If the cycle repeats at the next trade, each round carries the accumulated shortfall of every previous one, and the amount grows rather than resets. The real cost lends on a shortfall that moves. Work one cycle with every assumption stated, so the size of the thing is visible. All figures below are stated illustrations rather than measured averages. A stated $34,000 vehicle, financed at $32,000 over 72 months, at 8%, carries a payment of $561. After 2 years, about $22,980 of principal remains, while the vehicle is worth about $21,000. Trading it enrolls roughly $1,980 into the next loan, So a $30,000 replacement becomes a balance of about $31,980. That $1,980 is now financed for the full new term, so it accrues interest for years on a car that has already been sold. None of that is a recommendation about buying, financing, trading, or keeping any vehicle, which depends on circumstances an article cannot see. It is what the paperwork does when a shortfall is rolled forward, stated in numbers rather than in the sentence that appears on the contract. Rolling negative equity into the next loan does not clear it. It finances part of a car you no longer own at interest for years. What this means? The number to know at any point in a car loan is the difference between the payoff balance and what the vehicle is currently worth. Both are lookups. The lender states the payoff, and valuation guides estimate the value. That difference is your actual position, and it is invisible on a monthly statement which shows only the balance. The broader pattern applies to anything financed that loses value while the loan runs. A payment schedule and a depreciation schedule are two different curves, and where they sit relative to each other decides whether you own a thing or owe on it. What this is not. This is not advice about buying, financing, refinancing, trading in, or keeping a vehicle, and it is not a recommendation about loan terms, gap coverage, or any product. This is not a recommendation of any lender, dealer, insurer, or valuation service. This is not a claim that dealers or lenders act improperly, because rolling negative equity into a new loan is a disclosed and lawful transaction. Depreciation varies substantially by vehicle, condition, mileage. Sources: Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Should I trade in my car if it is not paid off? Rolling an existing balance into a new loan and what it costs. https://www.consumerfinancegov/askcfpb/should-I-trade-in-my-car-if-it's-not-paid-off-in-2045/. Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Consumer Credit G.19. Terms of Credit at Commercial Banks and Finance Companies. The Suspended New Car Loan Term Series. https://www.federalreservegov/releases/g19/current/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Auto Loans. https://www.consumerfinancegov/consumertools/auto-loans/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Negative Equity Findings from the Auto Finance Data Pilot. https://www.consumerfinancegov/data-research/research-reports/data-spotlight-negative-equity-findings-from-the-auto-finance-data-pilot/.